This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. This presentation is titled Diabetic Retinopathy: Causes, Symptoms, Types, and Treatment. Light rays enter the eye through the cornea, pupil, and lens. These light rays are focused directly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of the eye. The retina converts light rays into impulses sent through the optic nerve to your brain, where they are recognized as images. What is diabetes? Diabetes mellitus is the inability of the body to use and store sugar properly, resulting in high blood sugar levels. It results in changes in veins, arteries, and capillaries in the body. How does diabetes affect vision? Diabetes may cause cataracts, a clouding of the clear lens in the eye, or glaucoma, a disease of the optic nerve, or diabetic retinopathy, which is damage to the fragile blood vessels inside the retina. There are two types of diabetic retinopathy: non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy, or NPDR, which is early stage diabetic retinopathy, and the second type, proliferative diabetic retinopathy, or PDR, which is the later stage diabetic retinopathy. First, let's discuss non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy. NPDR is also called background diabetic retinopathy. NPDR is the earliest stage of diabetic retinopathy. Damaged blood vessels in the retina leak extra fluid and small amounts of blood into the eye. Cholesterol or other fat deposits from blood, called hard exudates, may leak into the retina. With NPDR, your central vision is affected by any one of the following: hard exudates on the central retina or macula, microaneurysms or small bulges in blood vessels of the retina that often leak fluid, retinal hemorrhages, tiny spots of blood that leak into the retina, macular edema, a swelling and thickening of the macula, and macular ischemia, which is a closing of small blood vessels or capillaries. With macular edema, the macula thickens or swells, affecting vision, the most common cause of vision loss from diabetes. Vision loss may be mild to severe. Peripheral or side vision remains. Laser treatment may help to stabilize vision. With macular ischemia, small blood vessels or capillaries close, blurring vision. The macula no longer receives enough blood to work properly. Currently, there is no effective treatment for macular ischemia. In the later stages of diabetic retinopathy, called proliferative, abnormal blood vessels begin to grow on the surface of the retina or the optic nerve. These cannot provide the retina with normal blood flow, called neovascularization. PDR can cause severe visual loss and other serious complications, such as neovascular glaucoma and loss of the eye. With PDR, vision is affected when any of the following occur: vitreous hemorrhage, in which new abnormal blood vessels bleed into the vitreous gel in the center of the eye, preventing light rays from reaching the retina; traction retinal detachment, in which new abnormal blood vessels begin to shrink and tug on the retina and may cause the retina to detach. With PDR, vision is affected when the following occurs: neovascular glaucoma, wherein neovascularization occurs in the iris, causing pressure to build up in the eye, damaging the optic nerve. Diabetes can cause vision in both eyes to change even if you do not have retinopathy. Rapid changes in your blood sugar alter the shape of your eye's lens, and the image on the retina will become out of focus. You can reduce episodes of blurred vision by maintaining good control of your blood sugar. People with diabetes should see their ophthalmologist immediately if they have visual changes that affect only one eye, last more than a few days, or are not associated with a change in blood sugar. It's important that your blood sugar be consistently controlled for several days prior to seeing your ophthalmologist for a routine eye exam, including eyeglass prescription. Uneven blood sugar causes a change in your eye's focusing power, interfering with your ophthalmologist's measurements. If you were 30 years old or younger when your diabetes was first detected, you should have your first eye exam within 5 years after that diagnosis. If you were more than 30 years old, your first exam should be within a few months of the diabetes diagnosis. If you are pregnant, you should have an exam within the first trimester. If you already have experienced a high-risk condition, such as kidney failure or amputation related to diabetes, schedule an eye exam immediately. What happens during an eye exam? Your ophthalmologist will dilate your pupils and examine your retina with special instruments using bright lights. Fluorescein angiography will be performed. This is a diagnostic procedure using a special camera to take photographs of the retina after a small amount of yellow dye called fluorescein is injected into a vein in your arm. The photographs of fluorescein dye traveling throughout the retina vessels show which blood vessels are leaking fluid, how much fluid is leaking, how many blood vessels are closed, and whether neovascularization is beginning. Another procedure is optical coherence tomography, called OCT. OCT is a diagnostic procedure that scans the retina to determine the thickness of the macula and the presence of such things as edema, cystic changes, and subretinal fluid or hemorrhage. Fluorescein angiography and OCT help the doctor determine why vision is blurred, whether laser treatment or another treatment should be started, and where to apply laser treatment. If your ophthalmologist cannot see the retina because of vitreous hemorrhage, an ultrasound test may be done in the office. The ultrasound sees through the blood to determine if your retina has detached. If there is detachment near the macula, prompt surgery may be necessary. After evaluation, your ophthalmologist will decide when you need to be treated or re-examined. The best treatment is to prevent development of retinopathy as much as possible. Strict control of your blood sugar will significantly reduce the long-term risk of vision loss from diabetic retinopathy. Laser surgery is often recommended for people with macular edema, PDR, and neovascular glaucoma. Newer treatments are being investigated, including intraocular injections of medicine. Laser surgery for macular edema is a possible treatment. Laser is focused on the damaged retina near the macula to decrease fluid leakage. Some may see laser spots near the center of their vision following treatment, usually fading with time, but they may not disappear. It is uncommon for people who have blurred vision from macular edema to recover normal vision, although some may experience partial improvement. The main goal of treatment is to prevent or slow down further loss of vision. Laser surgery for PDR is focused on all parts of the retina except the macula. This pan-retinal photocoagulation treatment causes abnormal new vessels to shrink, often preventing them from growing again. Treatment decreases the chance that vitreous bleeding or retinal distortion will occur. Multiple laser treatments over time are sometimes necessary. Then there's vitrectomy surgery for advanced PDR. This occurs when the vitreous, gel-like substance in the middle of the eye fills with blood. Performed in the operating room, this microsurgical procedure involves removing the blood-filled vitreous and replacing it with a clear solution. It often prevents further bleeding and traction detachment of the retina. Multiple laser treatments over time are sometimes necessary. Diabetic retinopathy is controllable. You can significantly lower your risk of vision loss by maintaining strict control of your blood sugar level. Treatment does not cure diabetic retinopathy, but it is effective in preventing further vision loss. Most people with diabetes retain normal eyesight. Total blindness is very uncommon if retinopathy is treated. Regular visits to your ophthalmologist will help prevent vision loss. This concludes this presentation of the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.